The biggest difference between me and most of my cohorts here in the conspiracy theorist realms is that I don't believe that things were good and then were usurped by some evil force. I don't feel that the great God America has been taken over by Satan. I can't see where civilization has ever been directed towards the benefit of the common man, but yet it's always seeking a purpose. And really what we're doing now is trying to put together enough clues to figure out what that end goal is. What is the true agenda of civilization? What is its point and purpose? As we look, we can see that there are controlling forces that have ruled for thousands of years, and that they have a great work that they are attending to, and that we merely do all the work. So when we get locked up in belief systems such as, I'm an American, then we lose sight of what is really going on as a whole. And as you study enough of these topics that I look at, then you'll find that there is a global force, and that these nationalities are simply designed there to limit our concepts, and pretty much everything before us is designed to limit our concepts. The belief system of Christianity is flawed in major ways, and I see so much of that. You know, those are the letters that I get mostly are from Christians and shouting at me that I need to love the Lord or die, or love the Lord or go to hell. And I'm just not into these fear-based systems. And when you look into the Lord, well, hell, you find that he's Lucifer. But hey, you know, follow what you will. Why do you believe all these things? Well, first of all, because you were told to, right? Certainly, what we've been told and what we keep finding to be reality are no ways the same. I.e., there's was no apple tree that George Washington chopped down. That story is a lie. There's no apple in the story of Adam and Eve, and Lucifer is not a fallen angel that was the most beloved of God that fell through pride. It's just not there. None of these things exist in the written works that they are claimed to be in. Well, you know, George Washington was a spoken myth, but still, these things are all lies. Or fabrications, manifestations of imagination. Either way, they're not true. So as we start to look at this picture, we find this Jesus Christ character, and well, he falls right into suit with all of the other resurrected solar deities. And oh, I hear so often, but well, there's the real Christ, and then there's this other Christ that the Vatican usurped and are using for their own power. And well, one quick look at the crown and the cross, and all I see are Syrians and Draconians. I was looking into exopolitics, and you look up the exopolitical explanation of the Alpha Draconis, those from the dragon, the serpent race. Their attributes absolutely fit the crown perfectly. Here, check it out. Okay, the Draconian reptiles. The reptilians ruling planet Earth. Now, the story goes that there was an alliance formed between the Draconians and the Syrians, and that the Draconians were a reptilian race and the Syrians a amphibious race, or the fish people, or merfolk. So the Alpha Draconis, the lead dragon rulers, the reptilians, they are claiming. Or Exopolitics claims that they are controlling human elites, institutions and financial systems, militarism, creating a climate of scarcity, struggle insecurity, harvesting humans, manipulating greys and earth reptilians. All right. Now that to me is a description of the crown, the queen, right from beginning to end. Controlling human elites, institutions, financial systems, military, creating scarcity, struggle in insecurity, and harvesting humans. Yeah, that sounds like the crown to me, but then you add in manipulating the greys and the earth reptilians. So you got to recognize that from all the evidence, we are not the only sentient beings on this planet. There is a subterranean race on planet Earth. So start to accept that into your belief system. If you need it in the Bible, then Satan was cast into the earth. And if you start to look at all these UFOs and the greys being found in them, they're not coming from distant space, man. A flying saucer that came 1 billion light years is going to crash in the Nevada desert. No, these things are coming from underground. Have one look at a grey, and you'll come to the conclusion that it is a subterranean creature, wherever it's from. Well, I'm telling you, it's right here. All the evidence suggests that this reptilian race has been on planet Earth for, well, longer than we have been Homo sapiens sapiens. So now the Syrians, the fish people, the amphibians, the ones that are such of my quest, and they participate in technology exchange programs that promote military cooperation to potential extraterrestrial threats. Wait a minute. Let's hear that one more time. Participate in technology exchange programs. Well, we know, of course, that the Vatican has all of their libraries and their telescopes and their astronomical observatories and everything else that's all in their subterranean dwellings at the Vatican, right? And you consider that Nikola Tesla, as a boy, was allowed entry into the Vatican libraries, and look what he brought about, right? So, absolutely, the Syrians, the fish people. The Pope wears a fish hat. He's wearing a shell, right? The Queen's represented the City of London by a dragon, right? Yeah, I mean, it's quite obvious. So, could this explain why civilization on Earth is inhumane or alien to humans? I think so. I think the answer's become quite obvious, and it's not surprising to me that the British just launched the world's largest submariner, the Astute submarine, that they claim can see clear across the ocean. There's more going on down there. I'm going to have Dr. Deagle on my TV show here soon, and we'll talk all about that, so. I'm looking forward to that. That might happen even this Friday. I'm a busy boy right now, you guys. It's been hard for me to even pull this radio show off. I'm hooked up, getting ready for the ESO Zone. Very excited about that. I've got lots of new artwork that I'm going to present and much discussion. Many, many interesting things to go over. And that's Portland, Oregon, the ESO Zone. You can find that at esozone.com or at freemantv.com. And I've been hired on as Texmar's executive counsel for video manipulation. Yes. At least that's the title I'm taking. And let's see, we got the new film coming, working on the book, and got a new season of the TV show to work on and the radio show. So, yeah. Keeping busy. I'm gonna put on one hell of a show there at the ESO Zone, I'll tell you that. They don't know what they're in for. It's funny because I get invited into these mixes. The very first time I had a public presentation of my shows was at this hotel here in Austin that's all natural, and they had just broken into the quote unquote conspiracy world and seen and shown the future of food. And so my friend was connected with them, and he asked me, "Well, do you want to show your stuff?" And he says they're open to these new ideas now. They had such a good response from Future of Food, and I was like, "Well, have you ever seen my stuff?" He says, "Well, no, but is it informative?" And I'm like, "Well, yeah, it's informative." He says, "Well, good enough. All right." So, yeah, the first show I got is little old ladies sitting there in the audience. Oh man, it was just nuts. It was just too silly. But then later, I was asked to speak before the vote rescue crew, and I even kind of chuckled at him on stage, saying, "I can't believe you would have a bona fide conspiracy theorist come before you talk to you about voter regulations." I've got the list of the Freemasons that are presidents. I don't believe you've ever elected one. That's all just a system of manipulation to make you think you're not a slave. You haven't elected a president. Check out their bloodlines. Check out theirs. I mean, 51% belonging to a single fraternity. The last two offered to us are skull and bones. I mean, give me a break. It doesn't happen. There's never been an election in America. It's all a facade just to keep you busy furthering the agenda. So what is the agenda? What is civilization doing? What's it creating? Keep thinking about that. Yes, and so now I'm asked to speak before a batch of magicians, and well, I've even been requested in certain Christian realms, which is always interesting. You see, because for me, all of these belief systems are control mechanisms set up 13,000 years ago to keep us working. And I believe that we are approaching the time where we're done with our work, and it has to do with our position in the galaxy facing the galactic core and the amount of photons entering our system. It has to do with building frequency modulation devices all over the globe, including large architectural structures like Saddam Hussein's recreation of Nebuchadnezzar's works, and also the stuff that I showed you back in my trip through Atlantis in the Nashville Bicentennial Mall in front of the Capitol. Not to mention getting together all the subterranean bases and getting things ready for what's coming. And we did all that for them. Aren't we good little workers? As long as we're told it's the right thing. And I mean, like I say, I don't believe there is such a thing as America. I think that's just a concept that they placed inside of the brains of the slaves on this side of the planet so that we would further the agenda and continue. I don't believe that the Constitution and Bill of Rights were set up to give a free nation, although it may turn out that we could use it against them. But see, it's those entire concepts that stand in the way of true life on planet Earth, and it's the belief that we don't have our own natural way of existing. And well, we've been trained to believe that this alien way is the natural way that humans, that this is the outcome of human endeavors. And it's just provably not. Is the outcome of the endeavors of people that worship ancient gods, Ishtar and Baal, and that do blood sacrifices and are shown to be cannibalistic and vampiristic in nature and have high connections to Sirians and Draconians from a whole other star system. So they fit these titles so well. And if you can't figure out that we're not them, then, well, you're there doing their job. As you see, we get locked into it. You start to, I mean, if you even manifest it, whereas you go get in debt over a car, then you have projected this reality into the next 5 years, And really, we don't want this reality, guys. I just we don't. There is a much better way. But you see, those reptilians in charge, they don't, they think that the natural just order of things, where now I'm not talking about living in caves or anything like that, because humans create, right? We're the creators. That's what we do. We will create. It's just a matter of where our dream is heading, and our dream has been usurped by these reptilians, and they are heading us in a particular direction that they find necessary and which seems to lead to our ultimate demise. So what we need to do is start to live the new dream, start to focus on what that is. And it does help to recognize what they are doing, but the problem becomes that you start to fight them, and there is nothing to fight and nothing to win. All we need to do is start living as humans. They think of this as chaos. They think of, I mean, how you could look at a rose growing and say that that's chaos, or a colony of ants, or anything that functions within this natural order. Now, of course, I guess there's a way to state that the reptilians in charge is the natural order, because it is occurring, but the point more being, it's not human. And I've seen, I think that's the biggest difference between me and most of the other people that are out talking about this sort of thing, is that I've lived with so many damn humans. You guys have no idea. I've lived everywhere, all over, with all these different people, and I've stayed in every different damn city in America and other countries as well. And I've never run into a bad human. I mean, there were a few that are a little grumpy, ones that I wouldn't want to see again, but I'm alive and well, and I've never had my life really threatened. And I do travel, so I've run into some crazy stuff, but never at all have I run into anything that made me fear, or anyone that I thought was about to establish a war front and gather some tanks together and go take over the world. I mean, out of all of the humans on this planet, it can't be more than 6% that are this psychopathic as our leaders are. And that's what they are. They're psychopaths. It's George Bush. He stumbles over his words, right? Well, that's only when he's trying to say something good, If he said, "Yeah, I'll put food on your families," he doesn't know how to state such things. But if he says, "I'm going to come in, destroy, demolish your people," he doesn't stutter one bit. This is a psychopath, not an idiot. And it should be so obvious now. And then I guess the really thing that comes down to it is, well, what do we do, right? Well, first of all, many more people need to adopt this system of understanding, this hypothesis that I'm promoting, and start to look at the picture from this way. Because I've got old eyes, tired eyes. I've done my 15 years of internet research. I can't look at this thing much anymore. So what I'm doing is passing the torch along so that you can take what I've learned and go on from there, because certainly I don't know what the ultimate agenda is. But I do have enough clues to suggest its methods. And certainly, hyperdimensionality is a big part of it. The Sirian draconian connections are a huge part of it. And then, of course, just looking at the systems of world maintenance is another. The biggest fault that I find is that these people want to keep promoting Americanism or Christianity or any of the other BS that have been crafted by these Illuminati to keep us in our slave minds. And start to step outside of that, start to have faith in the human, and start to believe in the sovereignty of your own being, that it's not a crime that you exist. We can do it. We can make this change. It can happen.
Coming from a rainy Thursday on the
As I start this, my 41st trip around the sun, I start to reflect back on the last decade and a half and just the things that have come into my life during these times. And consider now that, you know, there was Hail Bop as it came in, the first introduction into the doomsday scenario, and everybody grab your purple shrouds and Nikes, it's all over. There's a craft following Comet Enki, and certainly there were a bunch of pictures of interesting things behind Comet Enki. Then as the sun began to erupt in the strangest fashion, and we're seeing helixes coming out of the the sun and watching as what some have called the sun chaser, what appeared to be a very large craft sitting there next to the sun, very large. And as we watched on 552000 and the planets all aligned on the other side of the sun, and we were all alone over here on our little planet Earth, yet another doomsday scenario put forth, and cataclysm on the wait. Watched as Claude Virilian became Ra'el, the ambassador of our god Yahweh, claiming that he's cloning humans, telling Congress that, well, it's inevitable. His, thankfully, science can't be stopped. And he says to the children, well, don't worry about them. They'll just die and be replaced by you, because they're offering eternal life. Yeah. I'll tell you what, I wouldn't put my soul in a computer, but there was no doubt that Pravda announced in their front page that they had the technology to transmit your soul, your essence, right into a e-body, and you could walk on the bottom of the ocean or on another planet. You could be transmitted via radio frequency waves. Now, I don't know, it's front page of the Russian newspaper Pravda, which means truth. Oh, Lordy, watched as the Y2K celebrations were coming along and the Masons were announcing that they were going to cap the Great Pyramid with gold, and Jean-Michel Jarre is going to play the 12 Dreams of the Sun while projecting laser eyes onto the pyramid, and Anubis stands before it, and Halloween, October 31st, 1999, Egyptian Flight Night 990, named after Thutmosis III, the greatest conqueror of Egypt, is leaving LAX for its arrival to LaGuardia in New York to leave off for the Giza Plateau. But either it leaves 4 hours late, or in the interim it sneaks into Edwards Air Force Base. So absolutely, there's documented evidence by the NTSB that they landed at Edwards Air Force Base. Now consider that Egyptian Flight 990 was, well, a foreign airliner and a passenger airliner. It never before or since has a passenger airliner landed at Edwards Air Force Base, and I don't think any other Air Force Base for that matter. When Thutmosis III left out of LAX, they had picked up 33 passengers, and when they stopped at Edwards Air Force Base, they picked up 33 more. These 33 were Egyptian military. I had read that they had also picked up a scientist from Jet Propulsion Laboratories, but I haven't been able to find that report again. Then they flew off to LaGuardia to take off for the Giza Plateau. They got out, over the Atlantic Ocean, heading that way, and all of a sudden the plane took a nosedive. Seemed to gather control of it again, and then reporters say that it was as if it was slapped out of the sky by God. Took a massive nosedive into the ocean. The pilot had called out a prayer. I believe it was Muslim. And so they classified it as pilot suicide. You see, this was before terrorists. This was 1999, Halloween. There were some interesting astronomical events going on involving 33 degrees, Comet Encke, and Orion. If you realize that president means first man in Egyptian, and Osiris was known as the president of the Westerners, and you can start to put together more of the clues of what's going on in the upper echelons of global tyranny. So, What were these military doing heading out as they were getting ready to cap the Great Pyramid with gold? And I never could find more on this story because the USA Today doesn't seem to be databased anywhere. If anybody out there has USA Today from 1999, I mean, even if we just had the month of December, there were just some amazing articles. They announced that Milosevic accused U.S. of using HAARP technologies to cause his earthquakes and floods. This was, what, 96? Maybe later. It might have even been 99. I don't know. You can't find these reports anymore because they don't database the USA Today. In the USA Today, December 1999, states Muslims stopped the Freemasons from capping the Great Pyramid with gold. Oh, I'd love to get another copy of that. I can't believe I lost that. No word on this whole, Muslim Mason infighting. I didn't get any more to understand what was going on there. But to me, it's all ritual. I don't believe that there are opposing forces. The opposing forces are manufactured just to control the center, right? So as we started to wind our way into the Y2K ceremonies, and everybody was talking about the computer meltdown, and I was bringing people at Kansas University, documentation from FEMA and DOD saying that we should probably have 3 days of water and food in our house just in case. And these people were just adamant. They were like, "Oh, no, that's just crazy. You can't believe anything you read on the internet." No, like, what is DOD and FEMA? And, "Oh, well, no, nothing's going to happen." Well, don't you think it's still a good idea to have 3 days of food and water just in case? I mean, your government's kind of mentioning that you should. "Oh, no. Just denial. Don't want to accept that type of scenario whatsoever. And of course, they were all vindicated and very strong. And, now if anything gets announced, they're just going to be like, "Oh, yeah, another YTK." Things did happen. There were some meltdowns. There were reports of nuclear plants having troubles, but of course, no major meltdown. But that's not what Y2K was all about. And certainly they knew about the computer malfunction since the early 70s, so. But what that did do was fund Command Central, a deep underground military base where all systems of resources were routed and so that we could maintain all resources in case there is ever a major meltdown or, say, a terrorist attack, we can keep the America going. Everybody forgot about that when they said they shut down the stock markets after 9/11. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. What were those trillions of dollars spent on that deep underground military base in an undisclosed location for? I smell some malarkey. Yeah, certainly that's been one of their prime tactics. You think about the Rothschilds and their manipulation of the stock market in the Napoleon Wars. And that's just something they do, So I wonder what they took over on those 3 days when they announced that the stock market was closed after 9/11. I was sitting back going, "But what about Command Central? Wasn't that the point?" But of course, most people don't remember these sort of things. They're not really paying attention. They don't want to look at these things. And so I just be the one sitting back going, "Man, this stuff's a little stranger than you think, and it's all right here in front of you in your newspapers, and you're still calling me crazy. It's coming straight from your own government, and you're still saying I'm nuts." And of course, that Y2K celebration was all a major celebration of Horus, with England burning the River Styx at the speed of the sun and putting up the Millennial Dome to compensate for their masculinity, to cover, be the partner to Big Ben. And of course, there was the Bee Gees playing in Sunrise, Florida. That always gave me a little bit of a laugh. And of course, Clinton's speech about the rising sun, and then they make the sun rise in the west as they turn on a light so bright behind the Lincoln Memorial that it appears the sun is rising in the west. And all this time was all conjoined with astronomical events, including our favorite star Sirius, as it hung right on the meridian at that moment. Even Richard C. Hoagland of EnterpriseMission.com, you should read all his stuff, shows how it's most likely that the Gregorian calendar was set up just to fall, to make January 1st, 2000 fall on that alignment of Sirius with the meridian. And I accept that theory because I've watched these guys log it up, and this whole thing is extraterrestrial from beginning to end, and it does all fall back to Sirius and even Draco and Orion and all these forces working together, having us as our little slaves on planet Earth. But hey, we got our beer and football, right? Bread and circus. Oh, yes, it was an interesting decade and so, decade and a half. There was so much that went on, and man, I just don't know.
People say I'm crazy, doing what I'm doing. Well, they give me all kinds of warnings to save me from ruin. When I say that I'm okay, well, they look at me kind of strange. Advice designed to enlighten me. When I tell them that I'm doing fine, watching shadows on the wall. Don't you miss the big time, boy, you're no longer on the ball. I'm just sitting here watching the wheels.
So can you let it go? Can you let it all go? All the isms and ologies, all the thoughts and the contrivances, all the preparation and desire. Can you let it all go? Well, how about this then? What would you like civilization to create? Me, I'm ready to move away from all the poisons, death, and destruction. So, why don't we just focus on that for a little while? Like, what is it that we do want civilization to be? How do we want this to turn out? Because, well, aren't we working towards something? Really, I mean, what is progress? Is it getting to the moon? Yay! Some Mason got his footprint on the moon. I'm excited. Is it growing genetically modified corn that takes over every crop and doesn't regrow so that we all starve to death in the future? Is this progress? Glow-in-the-dark pigs. That was a good one. Yeah. So what is it that we want this human endeavor to do? And what is it doing, right? Okay, so I hate to be repetitive, but really, it's the biggest question, you know? As we start to realize that really what's going on this planet is it's being mined for resources, and if you ask me, that's what all the space shuttles and the space station are for. And all this crazy warfare and, you know, I have nothing against a Muslim nor an Iraqi. I have nothing against a Russian or a Chinaman. I have nothing against anybody. I don't find them to be bad at all. And yet, here we have these psychopaths in office constantly starting war, and as we see, every damn revolution is started by one of these friggin' elites, and the elites all have the crazy bloodline that they track back to the godmen. And if we get back to the whole story, I'd say the Martians have taken over planet Earth. But here we still are. You know, we're still here talking about it. We're still dreaming a new dream. We're still willing to have hope that this is not what life is all about. I truly believe that if they had wanted some sort of fascist dictatorship with guns in our faces, everybody just following the rules, they probably could have pulled that off. I just don't think that's what they're after. Well, you know, of course the slave that doesn't know he's a slave works a lot harder. Questions. I personally really want to know what they're up to, you know, because I watch as they seem to incarnate entities into these existing bodies as they seem to take souls, and as they seem to channel entities through sex and pain, ritual, and seem to continually work towards a specific end throughout these generations, and unrecognizable by us because they have the sight of millennia and we have sight of a generation. Because as of now, people don't even remember it a decade ago. So, hell, people don't remember 2 weeks ago. I say it's time for us to remove all fear-based systems. If the system requires you to fear something, then it ain't good. And we start to move towards a positive notion of humanity and lie our faith there. Of course, God, you know, we gotta restructure all of reality. So that's a difficult task when we've been under mind control for so long. I mean, generations after generations. You understand that when a baby chick comes out of its egg, it already knows its predator. Even if it's never seen one, or even if its species hasn't seen one in 1,000 years, it will still have the genetic memory throughout all those millennia of its natural predators. This is genetic memory, and we have tons of genetic memory going back from this whole scenario, from the catastrophe to the domination, to the sense of freedom, the thing that very makes us actually a human being, our conscience. You know, the Christians would be wondering why I have a hard time saying it, but you know, I'm a good person. It's just I was born good. Oh, here's an interesting thing. My definition of God was when I was out in the woods one day with my BB gun and I shot a poor little bird and it fell from the tree and I felt so horrible about it. Now, nobody ever told me to feel horrible about that, but I did. And that to me is God. And for me, that's all that's necessary. I don't find any need of a good book. Anything that they say in there that is good, well, I already knew that. And obviously you did too, or you wouldn't be able to point it out. You know, this is just inherent to our being. We don't need these ministers of goodness. No, that is good, that is bad. If you understand, political correctness is mind control. They got you checking your own thoughts. I mean, my God. So, it's everything. It's deconstruction of everything. And I know that's a difficult thing because I've been through a couple of different levels of deconstruction. But I'm telling you guys, the water's fine. Come on in. I have tried to draw people along with me all along, and they're like, no, gotta stick to the system. I gotta abide by the rules. It's like, but you're good, aren't you? Yeah, I'm good. And it takes a whole new way of thinking, because really, you've got now all the time in the world. And once you've got all the time in the world, you've got to do something with it because, well, you're a human and you create. It's like, I want to create. Can't help it. It's a primal drive. We've got thumbs, you know. So you start filling your time with different adventures and misadventures, creations and destructions. And you're in charge of your own time frames. And honestly, when I'm asked to be put on a schedule, kind of like I am right now, it frightens the hell out of me. I hate time. I hate having to know what day and time it is, and I don't even understand how all of you can keep it all straight. But you know, somebody tells me that's on Thursday, I have nothing to hang that coat on. Okay, fine, Thursday. You know, I don't know what day it is today, so how could I possibly know? And I have to actually really concentrate to function within time. Oh, I always have been this way too. This isn't anything new. This is somewhere I've just always been. I was a little adventurous type, you know. Wanted to see the world. For me, I'm happy just filling my time meeting all of you. That's enough of accomplishment for me. I don't feel this need to leave some sort of legacy. To me, it's enough just to experience. I sure would help build a house or any of those other things that came my way. I sure, you know, have roofed people's houses when that came my way. And, you know, it's just the way it is. And that's the way we are. And we all do it. But this enchantment of cash, this horrid spell that took away your divine synchronicity and put it all in the hands of these reptiles, is the evil enchantment leading us all astray. That's because, and now you no longer look for that miraculous event to bring you dinner. Now you feel you've earned it, and you've got pride in the fact that you have earned your Templar notes, and you can go and fend for yourself in this genetically modified filth that they try to feed us. I have the worst time eating anywhere. I mean, it just doesn't agree with my body. If you listen to your body, it knows. I once read Perfect Health by Deepak Chopra, and it has a little test in there to tell you what body type you are and therefore what your best diet would be. And I took that test, and it determined my body type. And I love that book, Perfect Health. I recommend it to anyone. But what I found was that everything on the list of do eats are things that I naturally crave, and everything on the don't eats was things that I repelled, so it didn't matter. I didn't need it. I just listened to my body, and, well, my body's telling me all those restaurants out there have crap. You know, I don't know if it's those partially hydrogenated soybean oils or what. You know, genetically modified chickens, and just the very way that we kill, you know, and we kill these creatures in this fashion due to money. As money has the production line working, got to keep it moving. Even if there's too much to supply the people and then it all rots, that's fine. We got to keep the cash going. And the cash is the blinders that keeps you from seeing the direction that you're actually heading. Well, it's a spell. An enchantment by these evil sorcerers that rule planet Earth from Atlantis, you know? It's just the way it is. And so once we can start to let go of all of this, that's the only answer, you know? You guys try and step up to the plate and fight these monsters? Forget it. There's no way. I mean, these guys got deep underground military bases, flying saucers, and colonies on Mars. They've got genetically modified, electronically controlled attack baboons in Galveston, Texas, that can rip a 300-pound man apart and jump 12 to 15 feet in the air. No, I'm telling you, that's not the way. The way is in your imagination, and what you create is your future. But see, they've programmed your future, and that's what I keep talking about, this reality manufacturing. And they admit to it, and we understand it, and we see it all the time, you know? We can accept that, well, now we know for sure, because it was on the History Channel, that Pearl Harbor was an orchestrated event. Oh, but 9-1-1 wasn't. Or... Yeah, well, Hitler was an evil fascist dictator, but W is really a Christian, good-natured, loving person. I mean, we see it, but we don't know what to do about it. And this is just my path, and what I have found is that there is a mystical, synchronistic realm that exists, like Baron Munchausen tried to tell you, even though that one's classified on the mind control list. That it totally exists, that is, does not need the sorcery of these wizards. It's not necessary. Money is not necessary. Colleges are not necessary. Mining this planet for gold is certainly not necessary. I mean, all these things are good for only one thing, and that's technology, but we're not building the technology for us, are we? No. We're building it for a group from Sirius and Draco. And you just start looking to the evidence. It's overwhelming. Well, all right. I think that's all I have to say for you today. And it's good to be back. I'm a busy head these days. And I hope to put on quite a show for you at the ESO Zone. Of course, we'll get it all on film, and who knows how these techno shamans will have this thing broadcast, but, yes, until next time, it's been wonderful talking with you again, and I will talk at you again soon, hopefully someday talk with you, because that's a far better thing, so, till next time, loving y'all.
Write a book about yours truly. Oh, I'm so interesting, I'm so great. I'm really just a fuck up, and it's such a waste to burn down these walls around me, flexing like a heartbeat. We don't like to speak, don't talk to me for about a week. I'm sorry, it just hurts to explain. There's something going on that makes my guts ache. got guilt, I got fear, I got regret. I'm just a panic-stricken waste, I'm such a jerk. I was honest, I swear, the last thing I wanna do. Honest, I swear, the last thing I wanna do is ever cause you pain. Like a heartbeat, we don't like to speak, don't talk to me, for a guy.